So when you first came here, what differences did you notice in that first year that you were here to how you'd been working before?
Okay, so, I mean, it's important to say that things at the Bromley Babo Centre are continuously evolving, and so what's here now wasn't there 17 years ago. I suppose the first thing that I noticed was people working together for a common goal. And that is what still kind of typifies the Bromley Babo Centre, to my mind. You don't work in isolation in your room behind a closed door and send somebody off to see somebody else and never hear back about it. You have conversations with people. So that was kind of, I suppose that was the first thing that I noticed. You're also encouraged, we've got to be the best doctors that we can according to the medical model that we work within. And so it's important to say that everything we do, we hit all the targets we can that are set for us by the Department of Health and by whoever else is monitoring us. We try and strive to be the best prescribers that we can. Everything else we do is on top of that. But the on top of that bit is the bit that excites us, the bit that drives us forward. You know, what else can you do? So everyone here is very aware of the wider determinants of health that are also known as the social determinants of health. I'm sure you've heard of them. If you want me to expand on that, I can. But it's kind of in a nutshell, it's all of those other things that have an impact on people's health and people's health outcomes that are not doctor related. So it's estimated that probably about 30% of people's health outcomes are directly attributable to their health professional and their genetic makeup. The other 70% is attributable to their environment in the wider sense. And that's quite a sobering thought. And so if we're going to make a difference to people, there's no point in taking somebody who's already got really bad depression and quite advanced diabetes and putting sticking plasters over them in order to try and make them survive another couple of years. What you've got to do is tackle the reasons why they're there in the first place, and the reasons why they can't the stumbling blocks that stop them from being able to get out of that and to do something more for themselves.
So what would be an example of a patient where you